escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, it's Friday morning.
Thank God it's Friday!
Let's get back on the rails. Things have been all over the place today, a variety of reasons, mistakes behind the scenes, on the air. And we are far too transparent about all of the issues happening here. But regardless, we've learned a few things this morning. Jake has fleas. Allie's on the jab. And now we can move on with the show.
909 said, Jake's right. I was in Cambodia for all of July, and I lost 15 pounds that I had never stopped eating. I ate more. It's because we have tons of crap in our food here.
Yeah, of course. You see these people. I summered in Italy, and I had pasta every day, but their pasta is made with special flour, and as a result, I lost weight. I don't get it. We're fat. Fat country. Cornstarch, corn syrup, chemicals. That's how we do things around here.
And you're owning it.
And I'm not afraid of it.
You ate a cheese blanket yesterday, and you were proud of it.
I told them.
Yeah, a whole jazz burger to yourself.
You put that cheese plate right. You put that blanket of cheese. I mean, that was unnecessary. I had a giant steak. I don't think maybe it weighed 48 ounces, Allie. And I said, wrap that thing in a cheese blanket. And I ate the whole thing, and it was great. Anyway, this hour on the show, we'll figure out who is officially the dumbest person. Will it be Jake?
What?
I'm going to throw you in the mix.
Why? Will it be Jake?
Will it be Vanessa or will it be Allie? It's the official finals of the Dumb Off happening in a moment. Place your bets. We got the sash of stupidity here and 10 questions that will determine once and for all who is the winner of the 2025 Dumb Off. We'll get to that this hour on the show. We'll get you into our barbecue this hour as well.
Barbecue.
It's not called that anymore.
It's called the car barbecue.
It's called the Endless Summer Barbecue. And yesterday after the show, we did call some mechanic shops to figure out if anyone could diagnose the sound that was made by Moist Joyce when she tries to give the vroom vroom at the end of a pit stop. Mm-hmm. And it confused a lot of mechanics. It's a very funny call, and I don't think we'll be allowed to have our car serviced ever again. We'll get to that next. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. In a few moments, we will determine who is the dumbest, and you're more than welcome to join us. Everyone's going back to school, so we are celebrating education by proving one of us is truly the dumbest. Will Allie earn herself her second sash of stupidity over the course of the last 3 years? This is the first finals of the Dumb Off since Postmaster Johnny has been on the show that he is not even involved. And he said he's feeling, he said earlier today, he's floating like a caterpillar. That's how excited he is.
That makes no sense.
And I said, you mean a butterfly? He said, nope. I said what I meant. So anyway, a little bit later, we'll get to that, and we will get you into the barbecue in moments. We did hear from our friend Moist Joyce the other day. Jake was doing some pit stops.
Just a barfly that hangs out around Jake's neighborhood.
And she makes these noises a lot.
It's K-Rock. Pit stop.
So So we decided it would be fun after the show to call mechanic shops and figure out if anyone could diagnose what is that noise. And let me just say that I don't think that anyone was able to successfully diagnose that sound.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this the car shop?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm having a big issue with my car, and I just wanted to see if you guys could help me with it.
What kind of issue are you having?
So, I don't know if you heard that, but I'm actually outside with my car now. It's making this sound every time I try and turn it on. Like, I'm going to try and turn it on now, and then I just get this, like, kind of... You hear that?
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah, do you have any idea maybe what that could be?
It could be hard to say by this noise. It could be a battery, it could be a starter, it could be anything.
I mean, sounds like it could be a starter issue if it happens when I'm trying to start the car, right?
That was, it's hard to promise and swear to you without being hit.
What was that?
What kind of car is it?
It's a 2009 Honda, a four-door.
Sounds like it might be a starter, but I can't swear on it.
Okay. It's just, it's getting louder every time. I'm getting kind of worried. I'm scared to drive it.
I would drive it like that.
Yeah, what we've learned from almost every mechanic we called, Allie, is they said it's not drivable.
Don't drive it.
So that's
pay a lot of money to get a towed here.
It's official advice, and I don't know if Moist Choice goes to doctors or mechanics, but she should have her throat looked at, I do believe.
And this is a starter issue to you.
Does sound like a bit of a starter issue.
And a finisher issue.
Yeah, for sure does. All right, the moment we've been waiting for is finally here. Vanessa, toe-to-toe against Allie. Before we get to the dumb off, Vanessa, is there any words you have for Allie?
Good luck, Allie.
Vanessa,
we're in the same level.
Vanessa wants everyone to know that she is smart, and even if she loses the dumb off, she does not want to be called dumb.
I don't think anyone likes to be called dumb except Johnny.
Johnny appreciates it because he doesn't really understand what we're saying.
Allie thinks it's funny.
Allie, if you lose, are you going to accuse me of having bad questions?
Of course.
Okay.
I know you'll have bad questions, but you claim that today is going to be different.
Today, the questions are very fair, and we cover...
You had to find a new website.
We cover 10, 10 different categories that...
10? We only have time for 5.
10 riddles that you didn't think you knew.
They're not 10 riddles. They are 10 questions that will truly test your intelligence. In fact, this is being dubbed the speed IQ test to figure out truly which one of you is smarter, and we will have the answer after this.
Can we take out the speed part? That's where I think I got screwed up yesterday, is I had to come up with the answer so quickly. I didn't appreciate it, so I sounded worse because I didn't have a chance to process. Shut up.
We will give you one moment to get to YouTube to watch this as it happens live. It's going to be Vanessa in the studio, Allie in the studio. The sash of stupidity hangs here in the balance. Someone will wear it. 10 questions. This will lead to lots of controversy, I'm sure. But this is truly going to be a test of intelligence. You're more than welcome to play along.
Already lost $500 today.
I know. You're right. This is the conclusion, the exciting conclusion of the week-long dumb-off, and it all happens.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Happens next. No one wants to be called dumb, but I don't know, for whatever reason, we felt the need to make this an annual tradition around these parts of K-Rock. It's called the Dumb Off, as we celebrate everyone returning to school. The value of a good education is that one day you may never have to wear a sash that says on it, Big Dummy. Is that what we wrote this year on the sash?
Yeah, it says Big Dummy, and I think this is also just a PSA. If you do learn things in school, just try and, remember them.
Right.
And whenever, I did great in school, and obviously yesterday I couldn't even name the three branches of government.
No, you couldn't, because you're potentially... hold on, Vanessa. Let's get your mic on. One step away from the Big Dummy. Both of these contestants in the finals have picked their walk-up music, so let's just go ahead and introduce you to both the contestants that will be battling it out. 10 questions to determine who is truly the dumbest on the show. It does come down to Vanessa, who lost round one, to Jake, and then Allie had a couple of different tiebreaker rounds, but she ended up losing over and over again, and that's why she's here. So,
great.
Representing, Allie did go to college, technically went to musical theater college, so whatever.
It was acting school.
Doesn't really count as college.
Bachelor of Fine Arts.
But anyway, she went to college, and it was play, a hobby college, I guess.
It wasn't a hobby college.
So here she is now. This is the song she picked for her walk-up music.
It is. I'm just a dumb white lady.
Yeah. And she said, Omar will play some of the many dumb things she said over the airwaves, just so you get a sense of what we're dealing with, what level of dumb.
I can't believe people don't see my bulge.
Yep, all right, that's a real dumb.
That's irrelevant.
Right, representing her country, she's very proud. She is short. Yes, she may be a child, and we do feel guilty having a child in the finals of the Dumb Off, because really this is about intelligence with adults. But Vanessa has made her way here, and she has decided to walk up to this song.
Come on, Vanessa.
She loves chicken.
I don't know that.
And she eats it during the show.
One. Come here, chicken.
And she said a lot of dumb things on the air as well. Omar's got tons of clips of things she said. Maybe she's yelling at the gays at the
press. Okay, volleyball.
She could be talking to a volleyball when she's drunk.
What's the second one?
She doesn't know what plants are. She's got all sorts of things she said.
Ah, gay.
Right. So anyway, there she is.
Trash talking me.
I want everyone to know that in that thing that you're hearing, I'm saying that gay.
Thank you.
That makes it better.
Yeah. Right. You're saying you're not disgusted by gay people.
I was surrounded by gay people, and I was like, duh, gay. But it sounds like, gay.
Yes. So what you're saying, right, thank you for explaining.
Gay.
So now here's how it's going to work. I got 10 questions here. 10 questions that will determine which one of you is truly the dumbest.
We should do 5. Okay.
You'll wear the sash of stupidity for the foreseeable future, including to our barbecue. And as soon as we're done, someone will get a chance to win their way in to see Royal Otis and someone wearing the sash. And let me tell you, you may hear us be dumb on the radio, but until you see it with your own eyes, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's time officially to get to the final round of this, the 2025 Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
All right, guys, hands on your pencils, pencils on paper. Here we go, question number one. If you flip two coins, what is the probability that both are heads? If you flip two coins, what is the probability that both are heads? They look stumped already. As I'm looking at, you can watch this on YouTube. We're streaming live. And if you want to look at confusion right now, this was, by the way, the easiest of the 10 questions.
Giving me a face, and I'm like, I don't know.
No cheating. Write down your answers. What are the odds that both are heads if you flip two coins? Moving on to question two. Mary's father has five daughters. Nini, Nina, Nino, Nana, and who? Mary's father has five daughters. Nini, Nina, Nino, Nunu, and who? Question three. Also seems stumped. This is the dumb off. How many times can you subtract 5 from the number 25? Question 4. What can you see in water that never actually gets wet? Vanessa is dancing, but also looks stumped. We're moving on to question 5 now of the dumb off. This is the final round. It all comes down to this. Vanessa, Allie, battling it out for the sash of stupidity.
Can you repeat question 3, please?
How many times can you subtract the number 5 from the number 25?
To get to 0?
That's not the question. Don't add words to the questions. Don't add words.
Well, it depends on what result you're going for. That will change
the answer. Right one.
You're going for the right one.
Great. Thanks for clearing that up, guys.
Well, what? There's a question, Allie. I can't give you...
Vanessa's looking confident.
Yeah, Vanessa.
How many times can you subtract... Like, what is the most amount of times to get to 0?
How many times can you subtract 5 from the number 25? That is the question. We're moving on.
Yeah, that's a trick one. It's not specific enough.
What document was signed in 1776? Why are you making all those noises, Vanessa?
Because who knows this? Are you...
Moving on to question number 6 now. This makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere. This makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere. Moving on. What is the main character called in a story? All of a sudden, Vanessa's confidence has left her. Vanessa, what happened? You stopped writing?
The last three have stopped me.
The last three have stumped you?
Yep.
I'm going to read you 3 places now. I'm going to read you 3 places now. 2 of them are real and 1 of them is made up. Timbuktu, Titicaca, and Gator Point, Florida.
Say them again.
Timbuktu, Titicaca, and Gator Point, Florida. One of those places is made up and 2 of them are real. We go to 2 final questions and then we can get the results, the exciting conclusion of the dumb off. What is it that actually causes a bee sting to hurt? What is it that actually causes a bee sting to hurt? Vanessa is miming a bee right now. She's miming a bee. And the final question, guys, and this is really going to determine who's the most intelligent between the two of you and who wears the sash of stupidity. If yesterday was tomorrow, today would be Friday. What day is today?
If yesterday was tomorrow, today
would be Friday. What day is today?
I can't say it again.
Allie's head is going to pop off.
If yesterday was tomorrow.
Play all the sounds of Allie's cat dying because that's what's happening inside of her head right now. She is melting down. If yesterday was tomorrow, today would be Friday. What day is today? All right. There you have it. Those are your questions.
I don't know what. Yeah.
That's it.
Today's Friday?
Yes.
Today is Friday.
By this, you're making a statement. Today happens to be Friday. We will get to the conclusion of the dumb off now. Vanessa's smiling, but also looks nervous. Allie just looks nervous. The answers, the awarding of the sash of stupidity, the official song, and the declaration of I'm dumb all coming up next, K-Rock. Not a lot of confidence in this room right now as both Allie and Vanessa are looking at each other during that entire song going, I don't know, you may get the...
Yeah, this is anyone's.
We're trying to cheat through eye contact. We shouldn't be cheating off of each other.
Well, right. One of you is going to have to wear the most embarrassing sash to wear. You think about when someone gets to be like Miss America or Miss USA, what an exciting sash. You wear that proudly everywhere you go. To wear a sash that just says Big Dummy on it everywhere you go is not fun.
We can make tiaras, too.
Yeah, we don't have a stupid tiara. Get to making that. Let's get into it. It's time for the exciting conclusion, and we will officially crown the dumbest person on the show in the year 2025, and I can't believe it either. It's not Johnny. It's either going to be Vanessa or
Allie.
It's
the two women.
And here, well, hey, progress, right? Here we go.
The dumbass.
Just more proof, by the way, that the text line never agrees with anything that goes on. You got one text that says, fewer stupid riddles. Way to go, Klein. I think I did a 9 out of 10 just listening. Someone else said, riddles and puns do not measure intelligence. This whole thing is a mistrial. Intelligence should be measured regardless
What pun did you use?
I didn't use any puns.
I think they're just talking about general use of puns.
So, whatever. Oh, I do use some puns. All right, moving on.
People will never be happy with the questions.
They're never going to be happy, and no one complains about them more than Allie. And if you have any kids in the car on the way to school right now, I just want to warn you, at some point in the near future, Allie is probably going to call us all a bunch of stupid assholes. So just as a little warning, she always gets angry and somehow swears at us during this process.
I will try and be accepting.
Allie, you got this. Omar, I don't know why I'm cheering for Allie.
Omar, who do you think is going to lose this and become the big dummy if you had to guess right now?
If I had to guess, I think Vanessa's going to lose.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I think you're going to lose.
What?
Really?
So I think Vanessa's going to lose, too, I think.
Who, Johnny?
I'm sorry, but I think Vanessa is, because one of the questions really stumped her, and even I got it, and I was like, dang.
The America question.
Hey, Johnny, when you, you get to hand over the sash as you get to bestow your dumbness to someone else in the new year, are you going to be sad that you're no longer going to be officially the sash wearer of dumbest on the show? You've had that 2 years in a row.
Yes, I'm getting stripped of my title, and I've had it for a while.
When the first Miss America passes the tiara on, they always look really upset.
Yeah,
because it means they're aging out.
Right. So, Johnny, you're no longer. Now you're gonna have to start being smart again because you can't just be dumb and servicing all the bosses. All
right, you professor start. Postmaster. Again.
All right, whatever. Here we go. Question one. I said this was question one. Flip two coins. What is the probability that both are heads? Vanessa, what did you say?
I put 1/2, 50%.
Oh, boy. Allie, what did you say?
What did I say? That's interesting.
Look at your paper.
Well, look at your goddamn piece of paper, you idiot, and tell me what you wrote.
25%.
Okay.
Oh.
One of you's right, one of you's wrong. After question number one, Allie is up 1 point.
Damn!
On Vanessa.
Because 50% each. I see. Yep, it says 1/2. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Vanessa.
The fraction.
It's two coins, and that's the other thing about Vanessa. She does have dumb confidence. Like, she wrote that down really quickly.
And she's still showing me her work.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Allie, you are up. You're up one. Vanessa, down
good
one
job,
early.
Good job, Allie.
Thanks, Vanessa.
We're going to have to make that sash a lot smaller.
We're not catty girls.
Vanessa wins it. Question two, guys. Mary's father has 5 daughters. Nene, Nene, Nono, Nana, and who did you write Vanessa?
Mary.
What did you write?
Mary.
Mary is the answer. Yeah. Allie, what did you write?
I also wrote Mary.
That is the correct answer. No. Mary's father has 5 daughters. Obviously, Mary would be one of them. Did either of you start to write Nana or something and then cross it out?
I want to tell you what I started to write.
Go ahead.
Who?
All right. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for admitting that.
And me who.
Allie is still up 1 in the official dumb-off finale.
This music.
Yeah.
How many times can you subtract 5 from the number 25? Vanessa.
What?
One time. Allie?
What?
Allie, just one. Give your answer.
Give your answer.
How many times can you subtract 5 from the number 25?
Yeah.
Well, if you're just going to remove the 5.
What is your answer?
If you're just going to remove the 5, then you can take it away one time. But if you're subtracting it to get 0, then it's 5 times.
So what did you write? What did you write down?
What did you say, Jake?
That was both wrong.
What did you write down?
Okay, if you're going to get to 0.
I don't know if I'm right.
I did it. 25 minus 5 is 20. 20 minus 5 is 15. 15 minus 5 is 10.
Yeah.
What 10 minus 5 is 5.
I just need
5.
Your answer. I don't need a whole...
5 minus 5 is 0.
Right.
Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Wow. Okay, the answer is one time.
Yeah!
Vanessa got
because,
that
because
right.
Because you're talking about subtracting it from the number,
because
right?
Because once you subtract 5 from 25, you no longer have the number 25.
Right, so that's what I said in the first place.
You didn't.
I said if you're subtracting...
You didn't.
You heard my answer.
Vanessa, congratulations. You've tied up the dumbbell.
You guys
We're
are
tied.
Stupid assholes.
We are
fine.
Tied.
I told you two different answers.
You
I said it depends.
You can't,
yes,
you can't
I
give
did.
Me two
I
answers.
Said, what are you asking? And you would, you're just being a dick and
I'm
saying,
I wanted it.
Because
I'm reading
if,
the question the
I'm
way
saying, it,
right? I'm reading the question. Vanessa got it right. She didn't have two answers. She had one.
I said, if you're talking about just doing the, like, not making it the number 25 anymore, then it's one.
Moving on.
Did
next
everyone
question,
not
next
hear?
Question.
Moving on.
Oh, Ali, it's okay. We're only tied. We're
whatever,
only
you
tied.
Fat bitch.
Oh, my God. Vanessa.
I said what I said.
Vanessa, I'm sorry. I apologize. That
I
was
think you meant fluffy.
Uncalled for. I don't like that. Women on women, body shaming, not acceptable. Jesus, Allie. All right, moving on.
You have to admit you purposely were not clear about that question,
I
and
will.
I tried to clarify with you, and you would not clarify because
read,
you want me to be wrong because you hate me.
I read the question.
She loves you.
I read the question.
You like seeing me suffer. Go
whatever,
on,
you
that's
fat
the next
bitch. What do you see in water that never actually gets wet? Al, you get to go first.
I don't want to go first.
You get to go first this time. You get to go first because I love you.
I wrote a man in a wetsuit.
Ooh, interesting.
What did you write, Vanessa?
I put a fish.
Oh, man.
What? A fish? Oh, my God.
They're not wet.
This is
they're
what...
fishing. They're in the fish
guys,
costume.
The answer is a reflection. Your reflection.
Okay, good one.
Blah, blah. Next.
Blah, blah. Hold on. Let's just take a second.
My answer is also right.
A man in a wetsuit?
Yeah, he's not wet. He's in a wetsuit.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's very smart.
Have you ever wore a wetsuit before?
Nope.
Moving on.
And our fish is really wet.
I think we all know that
most
they
definitely
are.
Yes.
Vanessa, you may put the sash on Vanessa for that.
We're tied.
You're still tied with 5 questions left. Who knew it would get this exciting? The second we're done with this, we give away tickets to our Endless Summer Barbecue so you can watch the person wear the sash of stupidity with your own eyes.
See these gears turning in real time.
What document was signed in 1776? Vanessa.
I think this sounds really... 1776 sounds very like when America wasn't being formed, I think. But I'm just guessing... The Declaration of Independence.
What did you write, Allie?
I also wrote the Declaration of Independence.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Damn, I was hoping she'd get that one wrong.
I didn't
no, guys, I'm smart. I came here in fourth grade, so I learned some American
You just asked if fish were wet.
Yeah, you just asked if fish were wet.
Because it makes sense.
Next question, guys. There's only five. Still tied right now. I'm shocked. This makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere. Al, you get to go first.
Water.
Oh, boy.
Water.
Wow,
snap.
Guys, I knew you were both. I knew at least one.
What, air?
Water is you're water's not in the atmosphere, guys.
Oh, oxygen.
The answer is actually nitrogen.
Oh, snap.
But I was really hoping that neither of you would say water, and you both wrote it down really quickly.
Because you're writing it to sound
I'm
confusing.
Not writing anything.
Oh, no.
Atmosphere. Do you think there's water in the atmosphere? Then we'd all be...
Do you
be...
think I know what makes up the atmosphere? Am I a genius?
Okay. I can't. There's you guys,
Allie,
you guys both got that wrong, and now we're down to the final 4 questions.
Right. So we're still tied.
3-3.
Still tied. What is the main character called in a story? Vanessa.
Main character. Can't trick me.
Da, 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 da.
Allie, do you have an answer?
I wrote down protagonist.
That is the correct answer.
I do know that word.
All right, so now it comes down to the last three questions, and Allie is up one.
Oh, no.
Timbuktu, Titicaca, and Gator Point, Florida. One of these places is made up. The other two are real. Vanessa, which one is made up?
Titicaca.
Allie?
Drake?
Allie?
I wrote Gator Point, Florida.
Gator Point, Florida is made up.
Damn.
Titicaca. Lake Titicaca is real. Timbuktu is real.
I knew those two words.
So now it comes down to two final questions. And
I just have to get two right.
And I have to get two wrong.
If yesterday... Well, I'll save that for the last question. Sorry. What causes a bee sting to hurt?
Ali?
Okay, so I thought maybe that it wasn't the stinger, it was your skin's reaction, like rejecting the sting, like the stinger, and that's what makes it hurt.
I just wrote the stinger. The stinger.
And both of you are wrong.
Oh.
The venom.
There you go.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay.
Jake's my hype.
Well, whatever, they're dying anyway.
Science.
If yesterday was tomorrow, and today would be Friday. What day is today?
This one should come for 2 points.
This one's a toughie.
Yeah, you guys spent a lot of time on this one.
But I figured it out. It's Friday.
That's what I put too.
The answer's Thursday.
You said today's Friday.
If yesterday was tomorrow, today would be Friday. What day is today?
You said today would be Friday.
Right.
Oh, because it's not.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's Thursday. All right. Well,
that one was confusing.
I guess, look, I mean, technically, if we're going to go by score.
Yes, we are going by score. What else would we be going by?
Then
I know you really want me to
look
be.
Look on your face.
Then
we're not just going by looks on faces.
Vanessa.
I'll take it.
You will be wearing the sash of stupid.
I'll take it. I feel very confident about my answers.
Yeah.
I tried my best.
Yeah.
I mostly got all the math questions correct. Not today. But it's okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, you fat bitch.
Johnny's coming in here to put the sash on you. People can enjoy this on YouTube. There she is. Why are you doing a Hell Hitler salute? Why did you just do that?
I was just giving him the...
Oh, my God. That was a strange thing. All right. Well, there she is. Now there's Vanessa. Allie, are you sad that you're not wearing it, or are you proud of yourself?
I'm proud of myself in a way and slightly disappointed. So it's kind of like just another day for me. I do think that most of the questions were set up to throw me off on purpose.
Right.
And I asked for clarification on some questions that you just wouldn't even give me, which I don't think is fair. I will say that there were moments where I really, really disappointed myself.
Yeah.
But I
and
think
all
overall...
of us.
I did better than I did earlier this week, which isn't saying much.
Vanessa, you get a few moments now to speak to the young boys and girls that are going to look up to you since you have won the sash of dumb. You're wearing it right now proudly. It is a little too big for your small body, but what would you like to say to any of the children now that are on their way to school, perhaps?
And confused about fish.
Children. I was a C student, but look where I am today. So it doesn't matter if you don't know the answers to everything, because you will become somebody, okay? Don't even worry. Just be wrong confidently. Be wrong with confidence, and it will get you somewhere.
Yay!
I love that.
That's our queen of dumb. There she is, the queen of dumb.
Do the chicken dance to get out of here.
You got to take a break. The second we get back, tickets are yours. Caller 20 right now. We invite you to hang with us at our Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis. You want in on that? Call now. We'll pick up your call next on K-Rock. Jamie, hi. You're on K-Rock. What's up? Hello, Jamie. Jasmine.
Hello?
Hi, Jasmine.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This went well. All right, let's get to it. ADD News in a few moments. But first, let's give away some access to our endless summer barbecue with Royal Otis happening a week from today. Jasmine, I meant to say Jasmine. I called you the wrong name earlier. Jasmine, you're caller 20.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. We will see you a week from today with Royal Otis.
Hey, it's Royal Otis.
There's going to be chickens and Royal Otis and you and us, and you're in the barbecue, so hang tight, all right?
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you. Save that excitement for next week. If you want to win a spot on the standby boarding list to go see Oasis in New York and Cage the Elephant at a private show happening at the El Rey, we got those for you. The second we're done with this, your ADD News.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, I wanted to share some good news coming out of a bad situation. I know there's a lot of great shows happening this weekend. You got Dave Matthews and Nelly and Toto and Ja Rule and The Fray and Youngblood. But last weekend, there
That's all this weekend?
All this weekend.
Toto?
Toto!
They do that Weezer song.
Yes, they do. Last weekend, though, there was actual blood at Rufus Du Sol's show at the Rose Bowl. This horrible piece of trash human beat up a woman for spilling her drink on him. It's a very tough video to watch. The worst part of all of it was that the guy seemingly got away and they were looking for him. But now the update is that they found the guy and arrested him. So the Douche of the Week award goes to Julio Cesar Lopez Zavala, who's 23 years old and was arrested in Hawthorne yesterday. And I guess they were, over the course of the week, able to go through some of the video footage. They got numerous tips from many people who were at the concert. Jake and Johnny were at that show. I guess they weren't able to provide the police with anything useful, but it was enough people to step forward for them to finally arrest this douchebag, who I assume has also lost his job at this point.
I didn't realize that there was a manhunt for him because there was so much footage of what had happened.
I assumed they had caught him, too. Right. I was like, well, clearly he was arrested on site.
Yeah, and I guess the footage didn't go viral till after the fact, right? So the guy had gotten away and gone on with his night, and either he realized I am a real piece of trash of a person for attacking and hitting a woman. I mean, to do that at all privately, it's a terrible thing. It's one of the worst, if not the worst thing you can do. To do that publicly, it says that not only are you a terrible person, but you don't even care who knows you're a terrible person.
Yeah, exactly.
So I for something as...
Like, spilling a drink, if you're trying like to, because some people do that to try to incite somebody, right? To
right,
try
the
and
drink
get
throw.
Them.
Think of all of Bravo TV was built on angry women throwing drinks at each other.
And usually in champagne flutes.
Always.
And I get that instantly makes someone irate, but this seemed accidental. Didn't seem like it was something that was like, hey, I want you to punch me now.
right?
Well, am I even wrong? If it was.
Oh, even if it was, yeah, that doesn't make it an excuse at all.
I told you.
I don't think that woman was trying to be violent.
The time I got thrown out of Yankee Stadium and I got put on a band there was after a woman poured a drink on me and then I stood up because I was surprised I got a drink poured on me and then she punched me. She did both things, poured a drink and punched me.
And then what? You punched her back?
No, I kept my hands in my pocket. And then they, and then they carried me out of the stadium. And they, because she was a stalker, she was trying to run on the field and tackle Derek Jeter or something.
Yeah.
I probably saved your life, Derek Jeter.
I'm going to punch this other not famous guy.
Well, because I was the guy sitting in the seat between her and sneaking onto the field. I just happened to be in her way. But she looked at me like I was some sort of a C block and then ended up pouring a drink on me and punching me in the face.
Did you get like medical attention or anything?
No, I didn't get medical attention. Punched in the face by a woman. Stood up.
All right. Well, some women can punch pretty hard.
Went to urgent care the next day.
That's how I lost my
tooth.
That would be so funny. All right, scientists may have found a planet near Avatar, the fictional place that's based apparently on a real place. Jake, maybe you can do some kind of a nerd translation for me on this because I guess I'm too dumb to understand why this matters. But the first planet ever detected around our closest solar twin, which is a star called Alpha Centauri. It is the same real-life star that was home of the fictional moon Pandora in Avatar. Now they have found a Saturn-like real planet that's around there. So now everyone's wondering, is Avatar going to be a real thing? Because
Nerds!
We've discovered this planet, and it is only 4 light years away, which would make it the nearest planet of its kind ever seen that is practically next door to us. In cosmic terms, does that mean anything to you?
Okay. Nothing you said makes sense.
I saw it
all hypothetical,
everywhere, and I was like, "Why does anybody care about this?"
I saw the story because anytime they start with like NASA discovery, people get all excited because they go, "What is it? Is it aliens? Is it some place we can go after we screw up Earth?" And then they came up with there may be this fictional planet next to another fictional planet,
but there's not.
Yeah, and even
you said 4 light years.
Yeah.
So it's irrelevant until you can learn to bend space time. We're never gonna get there.
Boring. Thanks, Jake.
But I think people that are nerds over Avatar are like, oh my god, there's gonna be a real Avatar, or like maybe there is a world that exists there.
Maybe
in a world that exists where there's like elements for life, sure. But is there life? Who knows? It's complete.
And even if there is, we'll never find out because we'll never get there.
Jake, aren't you still supposed to do Sharpie Avatar to yourself, where we paint you, put blue Sharpie?
That was never a thing.
I was going to do. Yeah, it was a thing.
No, it was a thing that you wanted me to do, and I said no from the get go.
Will you be Sharpie Avatar for Halloween this year?
No, I will not be Sharpie Avatar.
We'll put it to a vote.
My vote is yes.
I vote yes as well.
Yes.
No. Anyone else?
You only get one vote, Jake. Johnny
says yes too. Jake, you got to do it, man.
That's,
I'm sorry.
Let me just do the math here.
That's going to be like poisonous. No.
4-1.
You want to paint myself blue in like some like body paint that's not toxic?
Sharpie Avatar.
No, hold on a minute. I like the weird solution you're talking about.
What are you saying, Jake?
Nothing.
You're talking about painting your
body paint
in like blue body paint?
Toxic body paint, maybe, but I'm not going to do Sharpie. That's going to like possibly get me sick.
Okay. Sharpie Avatar coming this Halloween.
All right, and then I hate to bring up more chicken news, but Vanessa just sends me all this stuff. It was a huge week for chicken.
Yep.
Of course, there was that viral video of the brawl that happened on a cruise line over chicken tenders. But then now there's a woman who is facing felony charges because she caused $10,000 worth of damage to a DoorDash driver's car over a failed chicken wing order. Apparently, she was in the area and she had ordered an exorbitant chicken order. And when it didn't go to plan, she ended up finding the person's car within 5 minutes and ended up taking, I guess she was like beaten. She caused all this damage to the car. She ended up breaking it, smashing in the windows and all this stuff. So obviously, hanger is real. And if you're doing a late night chicken wing order, Vanessa, just calm down. You'll get your chicken.
I also have another viral. It's crazy. It's a week of viral chicken videos. This is a viral chicken video of a producer of a radio show that in the middle of the show was eating chicken. Listen to this. I think that question was worth 20.
I agree.
What are you eating?
I gave her my leftovers.
A piece of chicken.
Oh, my God.
A piece of chicken.
What is going on around here, guys?
I'm multitasking.
Hey, she did stuff.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.